Welcome to the Woody and Jim Show podcast, now in color. You may have heard this guy on TikTok or maybe on Instagram Reels.
The baby Madonna kept and Papa Don't Preach will be 40 years old next year. Have a nice day.
Wow. Does that make you feel old or what?
Oh, no. Well, we did some research, and we found out more facts about it.
What about that baby?
Yeah, the baby that Madonna decided to keep would be 39 this year, and that baby now has their own mortgage, a gluten intolerance, and yells at their own children for too much screen time. But there's more.
We did some research, and we went back and found some totally hits and follow the lives of the children in those songs, like from Guns N' Roses. So let's say that Sweet Child was 5 in 1988 when it came out. That would make the kid 42 now. And that kid now pays $200 to see Guns N' Roses from the lawn section and complains about not being able to understand the words on TV.
Close caption. Oh, you're going to love that. From 1982, Come On Eileen from Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. We're assuming that Eileen was probably around 18 at the time. That would make her 61 now. She's a grandmother herself who still dances at weddings, but only after a couple of white wines and a hard eye roll from her children.
She's that one at the wedding. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then there's Rick Springfield.
Jesse's girl.
Let's assume Jesse was about 20 at the time, which would make her 64 years old right now.
Ouch.
And, you know, fun fact about, you know, Jesse's girl, she left Jesse in the 90s.
Oh, no.
She married a dentist and now runs a wildly successful Etsy for her crocheted cat sweaters.
Wow. Who knew? Who knew? All right. We got one more. It's Kim Carnes, 1981, Betty Davis Eyes. Okay, let's say this mysterious woman with the Betty Davis eyes was 30 at the time.
Okay.
She'd be 74 now. She still has those eyes.
Really?
Plus a wicked bridge game and a don't mess with me stare that shuts down every meeting of the HOA. There you go.
So there you go. It's kids from the hit songs. Where are they now?
Where are they now?
The more you know.
Hey, yes. Too much time on
my... I like how they go into ASMR mode at the end of that song.
Yes. Nice.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah. totally hits 93.3 FM. Got that Friday thing going on. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. All week, of course, America's favorite game is being, you know, making fun of Katy Perry.
Yeah, it is a national sport.
It is. And Wendy's now apparently has caved.
And they've really?
They've become wussies about it.
Okay, because they originally asked if they could send Katie back to space.
Right. And now they're kind of turning things around. I guess someone in Katie's camp reached out to Wendy's and said what they did was disrespectful, blatantly inappropriate, and a billion-dollar brand using its platform to publicly demean a woman. And it's Katy Perry.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you being a woman.
No,
it has everything to do with you being
rich and entitled and making yourself more important than you really are.
Space case, as we used to call them.
Yes.
I learned love, and love was with the world, and we loved love as we loved
we love to love
being
love.
Up and loved.
So Wendy says, we always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent.
Okay, now that's like that's not even an apology.
Yeah.
They say they respect her.
Right.
There's no sorry there.
That's true.
So I respect their apology.
I respect their non-respect. All right, okay. I feel better about it now because I thought, oh, they totally wussed out. But yeah.
They half wussed out.
That's kind of one of those things like, hey, yeah, sorry we made fun of you, but bless your heart. Just like the pictures you always see of children screaming in Santa's lap, I always love the pictures of horrified children sitting on the Easter Bunny's lap in malls and places like that.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the bunnies are just horrifying.
Well, they are. I think places are willing to spend money on a really good Santa.
Yeah.
But they cheap out or get weird when they try to find a bunny costume.
Right.
And it's... I mean, I would be crying if I was in the lap of some of these Easter bunnies.
I was crying laughing a couple of years ago. This is like my favorite Easter bunny story.
Okay.
I was doing a remote broadcast at the grand opening of a gas station a couple of Easters ago. And it was an unusually hot day, for April. And I'm there, and the Easter Bunny is there. You know, some guy worked at the gas station. They just put in a suit.
Yeah, and he's like waving at traffic.
Yeah, waving at traffic and running around and taking pictures with kids and everything. It's all really nice. And so it's a hot day. So he decides he needs to have a break and cool off.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So he sits down on a bench near the gas station and takes off his Easter Bunny head.
Outside.
Gets a bottle of water and starts smoking a cigarette. You know, as Easter bunnies do. And
yes.
And so right as I'm there holding the microphone about to go on the air, and a car pulls up. It's like a minivan, and his parents are in there going, "Where's the Easter bunny?" So I point over to the guy that's taking his head off smoking a cigarette. I say, "Oh, he's right there."
He's the one with the decapitated furry head next to him.
That sweaty guy who's smoking a cigarette with no head on. That's the Easter Bunny, kids. So you better be good or he'll come visit you at your house.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. The visual that they paint.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for being with us as we go at it again with Gender Wars. For the ladies in the audience, we have Riley in Bowling Green. Hello, Riley.
Hi.
Glad to have you. We've got the barbershop quartet singers serenading you in the background.
All right. For the guys, we have Doug in Murfreesboro. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning.
Right. We're glad to have both of you guys. Let's do a Get Acquainted question, starting with Riley. Tell us something that's in your junk drawer at home.
Gosh, there's all kinds of stuff in there. Chip clips, lighters, a sewing kit, just random stuff.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that feels familiar.
Everybody's got to have chip clips in a bag.
Exactly. And there's never one when you need one.
Right.
Where'd all the chip clips go? Doug, what about you? What's in your junk drawer?
Oh, brother, I got everything from like cash to crayons and anything of mine that my wife sees on the counter. That's pretty much where it ends up.
Oh, it's put in the junk drawer.
It's her dumping ground.
Yeah.
It's the landfill of the kitchen.
It is indeed.
Very nice.
All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin things with multiple choice questions.
All right, Riley, here we go. Is Rory McIlroy, is he a famous race car driver, a golfer, or an astronaut?
Golfer?
Yes.
That is correct.
That's right. Just won the Masters.
Totally guessed that.
All right. Good job.
Well done. Doug, Meghan Markle, technically on paper, she is the Duchess of York, the Duchess of Windsor, or the Duchess of Sussex?
Oh, man.
So it's York, Windsor, or Sussex?
Technically on paper. I think I'm going to go with the Duchess of Sussex.
Well, that is right. Wow.
All right. Two good guesses to kick things off.
No kidding. Here we go.
Now you're on your own. No multiple choices.
All right. Riley, in a game of chess, how many game pieces does each player start with? No.
Oh.
16.
I wouldn't have gotten that either.
That's tough.
That's a tough one. Okay. Doug, what might you buy at TrueReligion.com?
What might you buy at TrueReligion.com?
We asked you first.
Yeah. clothes.
Clothes?
To be more specific.
Pants.
No, we can't.
No, it's too late.
Time
yeah.
has run out.
Yeah.
You were veering into the right answer. Right. Blue jeans.
Yes.
Jeans.
Mm. Yeah, we had to cut you off because we're only on the air till 10.
Yeah.
All right, Riley, see if you can take the lead back here. Shooter McGavin was a villain in what Adam Sandler movie?
Is that Happy Gilmore?
Yes,
yes
Happy
it
Gilmore.
Was.
Okay.
Okay. Riley, you've taken a 2-1 lead. Doug, you need this one to send the game into overtime. Actress Eva Mendez. She is married to what good-looking actor?
Oh, man.
You do have a screw if you need it.
Screw.
Okay.
Talked you into it.
Hey, it's just it's a good call if you don't know.
All right.
We throw it to Riley. Actress Eva Mendez.
Screw. Is it Tom Cruise?
She is not married to Tom Cruise.
No.
That's a point for Doug. The answer is Ryan Gosling.
That's right. One of the sexy Ryans.
That's right.
Okay, that means we have to break the tie. We'd name that tune Lyrics Edition. Jim will recite up to 5 lines of a song, and you'll have to name it. All right, so up to 5 lines. Riley, how many would you like?
4.
4, okay. Doug, you want to do it less than 4?
Yeah.
Two. Okay. All right.
Oh,
we're going small.
Daring.
What do you think, Riley? Want to do it in one or make him do it?
I'll let him try it.
Okay. Let him try it. Here come the lyrics.
Doug. Oh, that's the way. Uh-huh. I like it. That's the way. Uh-huh. I like it.
What is that song that Jim recited for you?
That's the way I like it.
Yes!
Oh, Riley, you're kicking yourself now. You're like,
right.
I would have had that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's all our luck of a draw. Could be anything.
Doug.
Congratulations, Doug.
You did it.
Thank you.
You got yourself tickets to the Pilgrimage Festival happening over at the Harlandale Farm over in Franklin this September. A great weekend of shows, including John Mayer, Kings of Leon, and so many more. Riley, we want to have you back because you were so much fun. And,
yeah,
everybody needs a shot at redemption.
Exactly.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars.
Gender Wars. Every weekday morning with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Those weren't real deer.
Back to the Woody and Jim Show.
Who are they fooling?
On 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim love the dog wizard. Transform your dog's behavior today. Visit nashvilledogwizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you for 10% off. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. We are 93.3 FM, your at-work listening station.
3 things you want to know this morning.
Well, just to tack on to Woody's deer conspiracy he just talked about.
Yes.
There's another conspiracy involving the Blue Origin spaceflight with what we'll call the tax bracket unicorns of Gayle King, Katy Perry, and Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
They go, "Wee! We're astronauts."
If you remember, they went up 11 minutes, which isn't even enough to charge your phone to 10%. But they are astronauts and heroes.
Yes, they are.
But there is a pretty, I think, convincing conspiracy. And I've watched the video, and it looks totally true that this was choreographed and faked. When they were on the ground, after they landed, they were supposed to have Jeff Bezos go to the capsule and open the capsule from the outside with a special tool.
Right.
And it was like, you know, just all part of this really blocked out photo op.
Right.
But before he got to it, they opened the door from the inside. It opens.
From the inside.
And then they cut the feed for a few seconds. Try to close the door. And when they come back, the door's mostly closed when Jeff Bezos goes up to it.
Well,
in fact, and as he goes to open it, he murmurs to somebody standing next to him, "They didn't even close the door all the way." And then he pretends to open the door for the first time.
That's also right after he face planted, too.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's all fake.
Yeah. So
it's not real.
This whole Blue Origin adult massager that went up into the air for a few minutes
is
just the gift that keeps on giving.
It's a rocket that runs on C batteries. Oh, my God. Ozempic, Wegovy, all those weight loss injections people are taking now and being quite successful losing weight. Eli Lilly says they figured out how to make that into a pill instead of an injection. So they're saying, is it going to be cheaper? Because that's what a lot of people worry about is the cost. And they said, well, it's going to be cheaper to make because it's a pill. But they'll let us know about the rest of it.
Yeah, wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, they should be out sometime next year, they're saying.
Right. So we got to celebrate anytime a road gets better. At least they plan to make it better. An almost 5-mile stretch of Bell Road between Percy Priest and about 5 miles south of there, that is going to be repaved over the next year. Huh. A lot of people have been complaining about that, a lot of accidents on that road. So if you do take that road by June of next year, it should be nice and smooth.
All right. We did some more investigating.
We also thought we would do some research and check into some other young people that were sung about in songs that are now totally hits on the station.
Right.
And, like, I mean, Tony Basil, Oh Mickey.
From 1982.
Yeah. Oh, she was so into him. We're figuring high school. They're about 17, which makes Mickey 60 now. And fun fact about Mickey, Mickey now has bad knees, a podcast about pickleball, and still thinks he's really fine.
He's so fine.
Yeah.
He's so fine. He blows my mind.
Still.
From 1986, it was The Bangles and Manic Monday. It's just another Manic Monday. Okay, let's assume
she was
25 at the time.
She was such an overworked woman.
Right. And now, you know, she's, 64 now.
Yeah.
She's retired, but she still wakes up at the same time at 6 a.m. out of habit and sighs loudly, looking into the mirror and muttering, "Just another Manic Monday," while feeding her cat probiotics.
Oh, I love the picture you just painted. Remember, let's go to another Madonna song.
Yes.
Borderline, 1984. Keep on pushing my love over the borderline. Just that emotionally exhausted love triangle, or not, well, that's two people. But let's say they were 25 when that song came out. That would make them 66, and they're no longer over the borderline. They're now on Lipitor and can't stop talking about Yellowstone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they complain about getting ghosted by the grandkids via text.
Let's go to Fountains of Wayne from 2003.
Yeah.
And Stacey's Mom. Stacey's Mom. I love that song. Okay, so let's say Stacey's mom was in her 40s in 2003.
Okay.
So she should now be 62 in 2025.
All right.
She's still, she's on her third Pilates certification. She drinks collagen drinks, smoothies, and flirts with her Pilates instructor. Her instructor thinks that Fountains of Wayne is a landscaping company.
Okay, now let's go to the song that is full of numbers.
Yes.
Tommy Two Tone, 867-5309. Figuring if Jenny was 22, that makes her 66 now. Jenny, she changed her number in 1983. She got a government job and now uses 867-5309 as her Wi-Fi password out of spite. Yeah, you were
so good. They're going to be at Pilgrimage Fest. Better than Ezra. So good. It's good. It's good. It's Friday. It's good. It's Good Friday.
Oh, if you could have seen Woody, he lit up like it was Eureka! Like a giant light bulb.
I was so excited with my stupid pun.
But it was kind of cool.
It is. I liked it. All right. A mood boost from Woody and Jim. We got an interesting story about a college student from way over the other side of Tennessee at East Tennessee State. She got a full ride all 4 years of college. She's about to graduate. How'd she get it? She'll explain.
I am graduating college completely debt-free because of Taco Bell. If you work there, you can apply to get a scholarship. It was, what's your name, your GPA, and then all you had to do was create a 2-minute video talking about what you would do with the money. In total, from working at Taco Bell, if you only had to work 6 months, I received $40,000 just from you guys donating your change every time you go to order. Every time I'm in that Taco Bell drive-thru, I'm like, yes, I would like to round up my change.
No kidding.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Wow. Baja Blast.
Yeah.
And a side of education.
Yes, right. Oh, yes.
I like it. That's great. Awesome for her. Go ETSU.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
Level up at Taco Bell. I didn't even know they did that. That's cool.
Very cool.
There's a Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM.
Existential question. What are we in Nashville? There's a opinion piece in the Tennessean from a guy that's written, maybe it's time for us to chuck our party town vibe because it's kind of, well, he'll make a case here. I'll point out why he says so. But interesting the timing of this.
Right.
Because just the other day, we had another Florida town reject the spring breakers.
Right. First it was Miami, then it was Panama City Beach. They said, we don't want the party people here.
Yeah, we want a family-friendly place. So maybe this is what spurred, you know, writing this opinion piece. But the guy who wrote it said, all the information that shows us that, like, more and more, like, adults, 18 to 34, that are kind of like the people flocking to downtown, they're not drinking anymore. Like people did.
Yeah, mocktails are becoming very hot.
Yeah, I guess the research shows that like 4 out of 10 people in that age group, 40% of them don't drink.
Don't drink at all.
Yeah. All right, so like the whole, you know, honky-tonk, you know, tossing back brewskis.
Hold my hair while I throw up.
is like, that's going to go away.
Yeah.
So even if it's like really popular now, you're saying like, you got to move to like a little more family friendly town.
That'd be good.
And it would help some. I mean, you know, right now, you know, some of the stuff that's happening is all the kind of classic things that make Nashville are getting pushed out for another celebrity themed bar.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're all up and down Broadway. It's just
amazing.
I think
Rebecca Black, who sang the Friday song, she's getting
she
one
has
next
her
week.
Bar.
Yeah. You know, the hostess asked you, would you like to sit in the front or the back?
Yeah. Sorry. It's going to be TGI Fridays.
Fridays. And, you know, this is, it's kind of interesting. I guess there's a shift happening everywhere as people are like going to bed earlier, even on vacations.
Uh-huh.
Like things in New York, I guess, have changed. They've kind of moved things up to a family-friendly schedule.
Really? So it's no longer the city that never sleeps?
Now it's the city that needs to get home by 9 o'clock.
The city that's in bed by 9:30.
He makes a good point, too. Like, also, like, the people that are coming in for, you know, parties and bachelorette stuff and woo, are making it so that nobody that lives here wants to go anywhere near it.
That's absolutely true.
I mean,
I unless I have something I really have to do, I try to avoid downtown.
Right.
Yeah, with the parking and the crowds and the, you know, the woo girls.
I'll find a parking space that's now $50.
Yeah.
And then on my way to whatever venue I'm going, I just stare at everybody like they're zoo animals. So maybe this guy's got a point.
I don't know, like, maybe, Three things you want to know this morning. You know, when Toy Story 4 came out, I think a lot of people thought, well, that's going to be the last one. It kind of felt like they wrapped up the whole storyline. But no, come out in about a year, in June of 2026, it's going to be Toy Story 5, as Tim Allen and Tom Hanks have signed back on to do their characters. And Tim Allen says the new movie is going to feature a lot about Jesse. So we'll see how that goes.
I hope
good. They're usually pretty good.
Nashville has a really unique thing in Midtown. They have a Narcan vending machine, which is what you use if somebody's had an opioid overdose.
Right.
You can give them the medication to basically save their lives.
Right.
Yeah, it's at the Twice Daily convenience store in Midtown Nashville near 17th. And basically, you know, it's naloxone, which is the, you know, different name for it, Narcan, which you can go and you can get this medication for free from this vending machine if somebody's in trouble.
Right.
Basically, this nonprofit called Fund Recovery looked around the country and they've been putting them in places where overdoses happen. And they did a ribbon cutting. They had, Titan superstar Jeffrey Simmons was there. He's worked with Fund Recovery to promote naloxone awareness through the Tackle Overdoses Now campaign.
That's so awesome, yeah.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
It's a terrible problem.
And, a lot of places are keeping that in stock just in case.
Yeah.
They can save somebody's life really fast.
Yeah.
Especially with fentanyl and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. They did a survey. This is interesting. How do you eat your chocolate bunny? 77% start with the ears.
Oh, yeah.
16% go feet first.
Oh, those people are nuts.
6% eat the butt first.
All right, those people, I don't even want to check their internet history.
Exactly.
Oh.
I know. I like to eat the feet first. That way you can see its expression.
You know, okay. Well, that's a little dark.
Yeah, that's a little, yeah, sorry.
Butch Wilmore, Tennessee resident, native, who was stuck in space at the space station, went there for real.
Right.
He went to the General Assembly yesterday and presented them with the flag. He said flew the entire time he was in space for 9 months.
That's nice.
Yeah. Just said, I will go to my grave as a Tennessean. There's no better state in the Union, and I've lived in several.
Very cool.
By the way, he was stuck in space for 9 months with Cindy Williams, who is a woman and an actual astronaut.
Yeah, and probably a little bit more of a hero than Katy Perry.
Right.
That still is America's favorite game this week, is roasting that crew.
They make it so easy.
They do, yeah. It's the low-hanging fruit. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, Monday morning, it'll be one of the critically acclaimed Woody and Jim joke-offs where we torture each other with terrible, terrible jokes. But in the meantime, you can have it go on at your own home. What you can do is ask Alexa to tell us Easter jokes.
Okay. All right. Here's some groaners you can use at the Easter brunch this Sunday. I've not heard these.
Okay.
Please let her rip.
That's right. Alexa, tell us some Easter jokes.
What's the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music? Hippity hop. Why did the baby chick cross the road? To meet up with her peeps. Did you hear about the dirty Easter egg hunt? It was hosted by the Dust Bunny.
That's kind of fun.
What is the Easter Bunny's favorite restaurant? IHOP.
Yeah.
What happens when you fall in love on Easter? You live happily ever after.
Hoppily.
What is the Easter egg's least favorite day of the week? Friday. Thank you. I'll be here until Sunday.
Friday.
Friday.
Eggs,
see?
I get it.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. I don't feel so bad about our jokes now.
Exactly. What you doing this weekend?
Well, my wife has decided we're going to be farmers, and we are going to start a raised garden in the backyard for vegetables.
Nice.
So I've got there's somebody on Facebook Marketplace selling these, like, basically makes these cedar rectangles made out of wood.
Right. Yeah, my son and his wife have that in Smyrna.
Yeah, we're going to do that and, you know, use that as our garden and try to grow some stuff. She's good at it. I'll probably kill stuff.
Yeah.
Then Easter Sunday, we go to sunrise service early in the morning. It's like 6 or 6:30. It's beautiful. You watch the sun come up as you celebrate, the resurrection. And
it's very cool.
Then we go out with family and we have breakfast somewhere.
Nice.
What about you? What do you got going on?
Well, it's Easter weekend, and what better way to say welcome back, Jesus, than WrestleMania. Saturday and Sunday. My son Jeff, he buys it. And so I'm going to go over there mostly to watch him and my grandkids, who just really get into wrestling. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. They're going to take you down.
Yeah. Easter Sunday, we'll be going to church. And then we have a big family dinner with Melissa's family down in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, how nice.
That'll be cool.
All right.
Catch you back here Monday morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Woo!
We'll see you Monday.